quiz heads. Welcome to episode number 213 of Takeaway Trivia. It's your pub quiz in a podcast. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and this is another four rounds of bar trivia straight into your ears. You can play it like a real pub quiz, sit down with your friends around a table and battle your brains, or use it while you're in solitude, maybe on a nice walk, maybe commuting to work, maybe burning off those pounds at the gym. However you're playing, the rules are up to you. I provide the questions, you do the scoring. Before we get underway, let's plough through the shout-outs. Tracy Porter says, can I have a shout-out to my amazing partner, Rab Duffy? We are on our way to Manchester, flying out to Jamaica on Saturday the 21st of April. Have an amazing time in Jamaica. It looks beautiful. Never been? Yeah, always looks stunning. Indigo Brown says, shout out to girlfriend Hannah. It's her 23rd birthday on the 18th of April. Hannah, have an amazing day. Paige wants a shout out to boyfriend Luke to congratulate him on his new job. Connor Ward says, my wife Joanne and I were from Ireland. We love listening when we're heading out on road trips. It's Joanne's birthday and we've just found out we're going to have our first baby later this year. Congratulations, Joanne. Happy birthday. Have a fantastic day. Thank you, Connor. Rachel Spate says, shout out to flatmates Charlie, Claire and Jade, who all listen every week. Hello, Rachel. Jack Moore wants a shout out to his manager, Craig. And thank you to Robert as well for the questions and suggestions he emailed to me. And also hello to Hannah Rose from Sale in Australia, who wants a shout out to wonderful wife KP for being the best trivia partner. And well done on your recent quiz victory. And finally, a little correction. Rachel Wood said you asked last week where the 1988 Olympics were held and gave the answer as Seoul. That is correct. As long as you're referring to the Summer Games. The Winter Olympics also took place in 1988, which happened in Calgary. So Rachel from Canada, thank you for that. Yes, I need to be more precise, don't I? I was intending to refer to the Summer Olympics, but you know what? If you put Calgary, give yourself a point. Well done. Onwards then into this episode of Takeaway Trivia. The final fling's on the way. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A round of lyrically speaking this week, but let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Round number one, as always, is your general knowledge round. 10 questions of mixed bag trivia to get your brain in gear. 10 questions then, and this is number one. Which soft drink is popular in the Fallout universe? Number one, which soft drink is popular in the Fallout universe? Number two, although nicknamed a black box, aircraft flight recorders are required to be painted what colour? Number two, although nicknamed a black box, aircraft flight recorders are required to be painted what colour? Number three, in Happy Feet, what kind of dancing does Mumble do? Number three, in Happy Feet, what kind of dancing does Mumble the Penguin do? It's a film I've actually never seen. Number four, tightly packed isobars on a weather map usually indicate which weather condition? Question four, tightly packed isobars on a weather map usually indicate which weather condition? Number five, what is the largest fish of the mackerel family? Number five, what is the largest member of the mackerel family? Number six, spoiler alert, in The Simpsons, who actually shot Mr. Burns? Number six, in The Simpsons, who shot Mr. Burns? Number seven, in Harry Potter, what kind of creatures are Dobby and Creature? Number seven, in Harry Potter, what kind of creatures are Dobby and Creature? Number eight, which English football team play at Pride Park Stadium? Question eight, which English football team play at Pride Park Stadium? Number nine, in Sleep, what does REM stand for? Question number 9. If you're sleeping, what does REM stand for? And number 10. Who played Nate Fisher in the TV series 6 Feet Under? Number 10. Who played Nate Fisher in the TV series 6 Feet Under? Your 10 questions done then to warm you up. If you're not ready to move forwards, then feel free to pause the podcast. Take as long as you want over those answers. No cheating, though, all right? I'll have the answers for this round after round number 2. And if you're ready, here it comes. Onwards to round number 2, and this one is a firm favourite with you quiz heads. You ask for it quite a lot. It's time for Lyrically Speaking. 10 song lyrics. You've got to tell me the name of the song. We don't worry about the artist on this round, because obviously the song could have been covered by someone else and you might be more familiar with that version. As long as you get the name of the song, I'm happy to give you a point. Of course, if you're playing at home and want to change the rules and have an artist name, that is entirely up to you. Lyric number 1 this week. Hey now, hey now, hear what I say now. Happiness is just around the corner. Hey now, hear what I say now. We'll be there for you. What song is that from? This week we've got quite a wide range of songs. I think the oldest dates back to the 60s. A few 80s in there. And a few modern ones as well. Here's song lyric number 1 again. Hey now, hear what I say now. Happiness is just around the corner. Hey now, hear what I say now. We'll be there for you. That's song lyric number 1. What song's it from? Song number 2. Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around. I'll make it worth your while. While. Got numbers beyond what you can dial. Dial. Maybe it's because I'm so versatile. What's the tune? Number 2. Well now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around, I'll make it worth your while. While. Got numbers beyond what you can dial. Dial. And maybe it's because I'm so versatile. What song's that from? Song 3. I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise, a single teardrop falling from your eye. Song 3 again. I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me. I caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eye. What song's that? Song number 4. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. Song 4. Ooh, I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. Name the song. You got a sneak peek at song number 5 in that lyric. I said it by accident. But song number 5, ooh, woo, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Song number 5, ooh, ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Song 6, sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to. Get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. Song number 6, sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. Song number 7, I call you when I need you. When my heart's on fire, you come to me, wild and wired. Number 7, can you identify this song from the lyric, I call you when I need you, when my heart's on fire, you come to me, wild and wired. Song number 8, a little context if you care to listen, I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over. Dumb decision. Song number 8, a little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over. Dumb Decision. What song is that from? Song number 9. People try to take my soul away, but I don't hear the rap that they say. They try to tell us we don't belong. That's all right, we're millions strong. Song number 9. People try to take my soul away, but I don't hear the rap they say. They try to tell us all we don't belong. That's all right, we're millions strong. That's song number 9. I reckon possibly the trickiest one. What is it? And finally, song number 10. Anywhere else, I'd be a 10. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility? What song is that? Song number 10. Anywhere else, I'd be a 10. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility? It's quite meaningful, isn't it? All right then, there's your 10 songs. Name the title. If you want to try and name the artist, feel free. It's up to you how you do the points. And while you think about that, here's the answers to round number 1. Number 1, which soft drink is popular in the Fallout universe? Nuka-Cola. I haven't watched the TV show. That's on my list to do this week, but it looks amazing. Number 2, although nicknamed a black box, aircraft flight recorders are required to be painted. What colour? They are orange. Number 3, in Happy Feet, what kind of dancing does Mumble do? Tap, tap dance. Number 4, tightly packed isobars on a weather map usually indicate which weather condition. Strong winds, it signifies a steep pressure gradient. Number 5, what is the largest member of the mackerel family? Tuna. 6, in The Simpsons, who shot Mr. Burns? It was Maggie Simpson. Number 7, in Harry Potter, what kind of creatures are Dobby and Creature? They are elves, to be more accurate, they are house elves. Number 8, which English football team play at Pride Park? That's Derby County. Number 9, in Sleep, what does REM stand for? Rapid Eye Movement. And number 10, who played Nate Fisher in 6 Feet Under? Peter Krause. And there you go. That's your answers to general knowledge. If you're still thinking about lyrically speaking, don't worry, you've got a little while until I reveal the answers to that round. But if you're ready for round number 3, here it comes. Round 3 of Takeaway Trivia this week, and it's an old friend. It's 5-4-3-2-1. In this round, question number 1 is worth 5 points. Question 2 is for 4 points. 3 is worth 3 points. 4 is for 2 points. And question 5 is worth just 1 point. That's why I call it 5-4-3-2-1. And question number 1 this week, name the 5 largest islands in the Mediterranean. Number 1, name the 5 largest islands in the Mediterranean. Number 2, what are the names of the 4 boys at the centre of the Stranger Things TV series? Question number 2, what are the names of the 4 boys that are the centre of Stranger Things, the TV series, the main 4? Number 3, name 3 countries that begin with the letter J. Question number 3, name 3 countries that begin with the letter J. Question number 4, there have been 2 Charles on the back of the British £10 note. Name them. So question number 4, the brand new British £10 note was unveiled this week with King Charles on it, but there have been 2 Charles on the back of the British £10 note. Can you name them? And question number 5, false or true, Mo Farah has had only 1 Guinness World Record, and that was for the fastest 100-metre sack race. Is that true or false? So number 5, false or true, Mo Farah has only 1 Guinness World Record, and that was for the fastest 100-metre sack race. Is that true or false? That's your 5. On 5-4-3-2-1, let's return to lyrically speaking. Did you suss out the songs this week? Lyric number 1, hey now, hear what I say now. Happiness is just around the corner. Hey now, hear what I say now. We'll be there for you. Now, this wasn't Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over, which the lyrics sound like initially. I was actually looking for We Like to Party, made famous by the Venga Boys. It's also known as the Venga Bus. So if you've got Venga Bus or We Like to Party, give yourself a point. Number two, Well Now, Don't You Tell Me to Smile. You stick around, I'll make it worth your while. Got numbers beyond what you can dial, maybe because it's I'm so versatile. Made famous by the Beastie Boys, that's Intergalactic. Number three, I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise, a single teardrop in your eye. It's Save Your Tears, originally by The Weeknd. Number four, I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill. Top of the heap, it's New York, New York. Frank Sinatra, of course. Number five, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Now I've been feeling it since 1966. Now Portugal, the man's, feel it still. Number six, sometimes I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. Tainted Love, obviously made famous by Soft Cell, but it was originally by American artist Gloria Joan. Number seven, I call you when I need you, when my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wired. It's the best, made famous by Tina Turner. Number eight, a little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man I love sat down last night. He told me that it's over. Dumb decision. It's Escapism from Ray. Nine, people try to take my soul away, but I don't hear the rap that they all say. That was Crazy Crazy Nights, Kiss. And number 10, anywhere else I'd be a 10. It is my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility. I'm Just Ken, made famous by Ryan Gosling. Total up your scores on Lyrically Speaking, and let's return to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number 1, name the five largest islands in the Mediterranean. Sicily, Sardinia, Cyprus, Corsica, and Crete. Number 2, what are the names of the four boys at the centre of Stranger Things? There's Mike, Will, Dustin, and Lucas. If you want the surnames, it's Mike Wheeler, Will Byers, Dustin Henderson, Lucas Sinclair. Number 3, name three countries that begin with the letter J. Japan, Jamaica, and Jordan. Number 4, there have been two Charles on the £10 note. Can you name them? It's Charles Dickens and Charles Darwin. And number 5, false or true, Mo Farah had only one Guinness World Record, fastest 100-metre sack race. That is true. However, graphic designer Stephen Wildish, aged 36, defeated him. He hopped the distance in 28.1 seconds, beating Mo Farah by an incredible 10 seconds. So he's lost his Guinness World Record now. There you go. That's all the answers to all the questions so far. The slate is clean. Let's proceed on to the final fling. And already we reach the final fling of this week's edition of Takeaway Trivia. 15 questions of general knowledge, potluck, mixed bag, but perhaps a little bit trickier than the rest of the podcast. Are you ready for question number one? What name is given to an area of woodland in which the trees or shrubs are periodically cut back to ground level to stimulate growth? So number one, what name is given to an area of woodland in which the trees or shrubs are periodically cut back to ground level to stimulate growth? Number two, who is the character in the Peanuts cartoons who sucks his thumb? Number two, who is the character in the Peanuts cartoons that sucks his thumb? Number three, who was the first Englishman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature? Number three, who was the first Englishman to win a Nobel Prize for Literature? Number four, who designed the Clifton Suspension Bridge in Bristol? Number four, who designed Bristol's Clifton Suspension Bridge? Beautiful bit of architecture, but who done it? Number five, which British Football League club's name begins with five consonants? So number five, which British Football League club's name begins with five consonants? Number six, which country has the largest Jewish population? Number six, which country has the largest Jewish population? Number 7, in rugby league, who is the England team's leading try scorer? That's as of 2024. Number 7, in rugby league, who is the England team's leading try scorer? Question number 8, who is the artist who won the Turner Prize in 1995 with two animals cut in half? Number 8, who was the artist who won the Turner Prize in 1995 with two animals cut in half? Number 9, Adolf Hitler became the Chancellor of Germany in what year? Number 9, Adolf Hitler became the Chancellor of Germany in what year? Number 10, in which layer of the Earth's atmosphere do most passenger jets travel? Question number 10, in which layer of the Earth's atmosphere do most passenger jets travel? Question 11. Cronion relates to which planet in our solar system? Question number 11. If something is Cronion, that relates to which planet in our solar system? Number 12. In which month of the year does the Isle of Man TT race traditionally take place? Question number 12. In which month of the year does the Isle of Man TT race traditionally take place? Number 13. What is the name of Apple's web browser? Question 13. What is the name of Apple's web browser? Number 14. Who is the only person ever to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Star Wars film? Number 14, who is the only person ever to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Star Wars film? And number 15, the Four Noble Truths are fundamental to which religion? Number 15, the Four Noble Truths are fundamental to which religion? And that's it, your final 15 questions on this week's pub quiz. How have you done? If you're not ready to hear the answers, pause, finish off your guesses, and then get ready, because here are the answers. So, you're ready for the answers? Good. Number 1. What name is given to an area of woodland in which the trees or shrubs are periodically cut back to ground level to stimulate growth? That's a coppice. Number 2. Who is the character in the Peanuts cartoons who sucks his thumb? Linus. 3. Who was the first Englishman to win a Nobel Prize for Literature? Rudyard Kipling. 4. Who designed the Clifton Suspension Bridge? Isambard Kingdom Brunel. 5. Which British Football League's club name begins with 5 consonants? That is Crystal Palace. Number 6. Which country has the largest Jewish population? It's Israel, with a core population of 6,340,000. The United States of America is second with 5,700,000. Number 7. In rugby league, who is the England team's leading try scorer? That's Ryan Hill. As of 2024, he's got 39 tries for the national team. 8. Who is the artist who won the Turner Prize in 1995 with two animals cut in half? Damien Hirst. Number 9. Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany in what year? 1933. Number 10. In which layer of the Earth's atmosphere do most passenger jets travel? The stratosphere. 11. Cronion relates to which planet in our solar system? Saturn. 12. In which month of the year does the Isle of Man TT race traditionally take place? June. 13. What is the name of Apple's web browser? Safari. Number 14. Who is the only person ever to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Star Wars film? Alec Guinness. And number 15. The Four Noble Truths are fundamental to which religion? Buddhism. There we go. That is your answers to the final fling. I hope you enjoyed Takeaway Trivia this week. And don't forget to like, subscribe and follow for free wherever you get this podcast from so that you can get next week's episode delivered to you straight away next Monday. I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that the famous Dracula actor Bela Lugosi was actually buried in full Dracula costume? Can you imagine if future archaeologists ever dig him up? What are they going to think? It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster. Have a great week. Have a safe week. And we'll quiz again soon. Take care. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.